96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Are your family gatherings more like a Dallas-Washington pro football game? Why is there always drama during the holidays? Where's the love? Well, tonight we're offering help for you and your disagreeable family members. My guests are Ekwenzi Gray. That's Dr. Ekwenzi Gray, licensed clinical psychologist at the Howard University Counseling Center. Nisa Muhammad, founder of Black Marriage Day and the Wedded Bliss Foundation. And the Reverend Dr. Robert Phillips from the Pastoral Counseling and Consultation Center of Greater Washington. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. 810 outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Thank you all for joining me. I appreciate it. Let me start with Nisa. Let me ask, good grief, Nisa, we've just finished, you know, the Easter holiday for, you know, a lot of families, and it was probably a madhouse, unpleasant, not in the spirit of the season. Why is it that some families have a hard time getting along?
You know, a lot of times people have drama that they bring from growing up in a family where there's drama all the way around and don't know how to let bygones be bygones and don't know really how to manage conflict. A lot of times people think the conflict has to be resolved. Some conflict is not going to be resolved. Sometimes people just have to learn how to manage the conflict that presents itself as opposed to constantly arguing and fussing to try to solve something. Some conflict you can really only manage.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Phillips, same question. As a head of, a Christian, group, my goodness, what kind of advice would you offer for folks who are looking at each other with the side eye at the dinner table?
Well, I think from a baseline perspective, when you look at this from a spiritual piece, we have a divine mandate to be in relationship with God, with others, and with self. And that's healthy relationships, which means we want to be in authentic relationships, which means that it has to be based in honesty. And I think that we as a people in many different cultures across the board, but as we're speaking about our community this evening, that we can be a people of denial. Denial as far as the type of image that we project to others and knowing the real image of ourself as we look in the mirror and deal with situations from day to day. So I try to help people to be honest with God, with themselves, and with each other as a baseline so that they are hopefully well-equipped when they go into those family situations that might bring conflict.
Okay, and, Dr. Gray, speaking of being well-equipped, what would you recommend for someone, say you're the nice person in the family, and you, oh, goodness, here we go. Mama's Day or Mother's Day or Father's Day is coming up, and you just don't want to see that, that evil stepsister. How do you handle that?
Well, if they're coming over, you're not going to be able to avoid seeing them.
Mm-hmm.
But you can always talk about what the issue is. And communication is always a key element of any interaction, whether it's a healthy one or even the unhealthy ones. So think, for instance, people having conflict and they kind of walk in with that look on, oh, boy, here goes drama.
Mm-hmm.
And then first thing that some of them, the younger generation, wants to do is tweet about it or, go on Facebook.
Go on Facebook, of course, right.
And it's something, the older adults are taking on that too. But to go in and really say, let me talk to this person one-on-one and really try to say, here's why I think we have an issue. But then to take it a step further and really hear what the other person is saying, not listening to just respond to their point, but to hear what their feelings are. And that's a skill that has to be practiced. It has to be developed. And it's a challenge. But if people are really willing to put forth that effort and that commitment to really hearing what's going on with the other person, hearing what they're feeling, then a lot of these conflicts can be dealt with in a more effective fashion.
Well, we'll see about that because sometimes some folks don't want to hear what you have to say. Let me grab a quick phone call. We may have to go to a commercial before we finish. But Dee, calling from Washington. Dee, what's on your mind? Quickly, please. Dee, are you there? Dee, give me a call back if you can. Tracy, you have a question from Baltimore. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm calling because I have a situation like the man was just speaking about, mm-hmm. about in-laws that look at you side eye when you walk into the room. And I have had that conversation with my in-law. And it just, I thought it worked, but it still is very awkward.
Do you know what it's about?
Well, yeah, I was married to her brother, and there were some issues in the marriage, and we did ultimately get divorced, but we're still very good friends, and we still do family things together. But I feel like after the divorce, she just used that as just carte blanche to just act however she wanted to act.
Well, hold
Even
on.
The brother, her brother and I have gotten over the issue. She's still in the issue.
Well, Tracy, hold your point because I have to go to a break and I'll let my panel of experts try to address your issue. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We're talking about family members you love but you can't stand being around them. How do you fix that? We'll be back in just a bit. Drama on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're offering you help for you and your disagreeable family members trying to build better relationships. My guests are Dr. Ekwenzi Gray, licensed clinical psychologist at the Howard University Counseling Center, Nisa Muhammad, founder of Black Marriage Day and the Wedded Bliss Foundation, and the Reverend Dr. Robert Phillips from the Pastoral Counseling and Consultation Center of Greater Washington. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. If you cannot get through, please keep trying. I promise we will take all of your phone calls, even after 7:30, when we continue with Sirius XM Channel 141. Okay, so let's talk about Tracy's situation. Divorced, still obviously have a connection with her ex-husband's family, but there is some kind of undercurrent of drama. Nisa, I'll let you give it a shot.
Yeah, this is a very typical situation. What happens is a lot of times is when family members know about the problems that go on with the couple, after the couple has made up and forgiven, the family members have not forgotten. The family members do not experience the makeup. They don't experience the I forgive you, I still love you, let's be friends. They don't experience that. But they know all the drama. They know all the problems, the headaches, all the turmoil, all the I can't stand you. They know all of that from one side of the family member. They don't know the whole story a lot of times. But as I said, a lot of times after the couple has forgiven, the family members have not forgotten.
So should she try to talk to, you know, the family member? Should she say, come on, let's go out and have a cup of coffee. Let's kind of sit down. You said you tried that, right?
Yes, I did. I went to her home and spoke with her for about 2 hours. And I thought it was cool. Not cool, but, you know, at least an understanding when I left. But then it was just, she does not speak to me, and she makes everyone uncomfortable.
I would ask her again, you know, how can I make this better? What can we do to resolve this situation? How can we make this better? Because you see that she's not going to come to you to try to make it better. But approach her again and just say, you know what? I thought everything was fine between us. Apparently it's not. What can we do to make this better?
Dr. Phillips, you wanted to quickly chime in?
One of the things that happens when conflict occurs is that growth and healing are trying to occur. But it can occur. They can occur because the people involved don't feel safe to go there. Going to those spaces of vulnerability is a very, very difficult, very difficult task for people to do, to really peel back the layers of that onion, to really share what's at the core of my hurt. And in so sharing that, hopefully, again, growth and healing can occur. But that's a hard challenge, but I think it's the place that we really need to go.
Dr. Gray, is there a point at which she may just have to give up if the sister is not receptive to this?
Yeah, sometimes that is what happened. I think Nisa spoke to it earlier, where you can't resolve every conflict. But I think the question for our caller is she doing what she feels she needs to for her own personal and emotional integrity? Continuing to seek after this resolution from the sister and not getting it, it's kind of like, how often do you keep running your head into a brick wall?
Who is this about, in other words?
Yeah, because the sister may be dealing with her own issues and her own feelings, but that's not on the caller to try and fix. Mm-hmm. The caller is responsible for her own feelings. Mm-hmm. And if she has put herself out there to try and resolve the situation and the sister is still not interested, then there comes a point where you just have to let it go.
Well, Tracy, good luck to you. Thank you so much for calling. If you were on the phone, that includes Jalil from Chicago, Tammy from D.C., Reggie from Richmond, and Alitha from Washington, D.C. Please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of family relations. How do you make it better? We'll be back in just a bit.